News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now the time is 7:17. EpiPens should be every defibrillator's next door neighbour, so says Fine Gael Senator Evan Ní Chualainn, and she joins us this morning. Evan, tell us what you're looking for here.
Hi, good morning, Ciara. Thanks for having me. So I don't know if people realise really the amount of allergy sufferers that we have in our population, and actually allergies are growing. But 15% of the population here have a severe allergy, and that can be only treated with the use of an EpiPen. So what we're looking for here, what we're looking to talk about and raise awareness of, is perhaps the availability of publicly available EpiPen kits within a kit that is temperature controlled and within a kit that is updated when pens go out of date. So parents of allergy sufferers, severe allergy sufferers in this country, are always worried about where they're going, whether it's out for dinner or if they're putting their children this week into Easter camps or during the summer into summer camps. If pens are not accessible in the case of an emergency, or if pens are out of date, or if they overheat or anything like that, it can be potentially fatal. So what we're looking at here, and what we've been looking at over the last while, is an initiative in the UK. It's been there for 2 years now. And it's basically what I'm proposing we speak about. And since the introduction of the kit medical kits in the UK, 12 lives have been saved. So that's 12 lives, 12 people who'd otherwise maybe have died in a restaurant or died, you know.
Yeah, and we have seen tragedies even in this country where people have died for the want of an EpiPen. And it is a life-saving initiative. Is there an issue around things like training people to use them? Is there an issue around they're quite small, they're quite portable, about maybe them being stolen by people?
Yeah, there's definitely an issue around training, and that's why this particular model in the UK provides the training. So if you are, for example, these kits are in 600 schools in the UK, can you imagine the peace of mind that that gives to parents? So, you know, the person in the school who's responsible for first aid will have their first aid training, but they need to do an additional qualification in adrenaline pens. So yes, there is training needed, but the training is part of this particular model of care. So it's part of the training is provided, and it's ongoing as well. So training is updated and it's ongoing in the same way that the pens are monitored and replaced in the boxes if they, you know, go out of date or if they're taken. Stolen, I don't think so. I mean, like, would you steal a defibrillator?
I think defibrillators have been vandalised and things like that. I suppose that's kind of what I was getting. Do you have you any costing for this, Evan? Do you have any idea whether or not you're pushing an open door here?
Well, the only costings that are available to us at the moment are those that's happening in the UK. So if, for example, in UK schools, it's £650 per year. And that's obviously including the pens and the training and everything provided. For public spaces and restaurants, it's higher. It's £800. But that, again, that's a model in the UK that we have no idea if we were to roll it out here. There's no reason why it should be a UK company. But the fact that the model is there and the fact that it is proven to save lives, like, these kits are in places like Edinburgh Zoo, Alton Towers, Royal Albert Hall, Legoland. These are places that families may not otherwise go to because they don't have the peace of mind if something was to happen. So I think it is something that we could and should be looking at. Just even the fact that 12 lives have been saved in the UK, the way that it works out, or Allergy Ireland have certainly said that it is up to 1 in 1 million people per year would die. And you mentioned some of the cases here. There was a constituent of mine, Emma Sloan, who died. She was from Drimna. I didn't know her personally, but my friend taught her in school, and it was very, very tragic. That was the young lady who died in O'Connell Street. There have been some really tragic cases,
and I suppose
that's what we're looking. It was tragic, but they're all tragic, Ciara. Every single person who dies because they don't have a pen on them is tragic.
No,
so
absolutely.
That's what we're looking at here. There's also a benefit to businesses, of course. If you think about restaurants that serve food, there is often cross contamination of nut sauce.
Yeah, no, I know.
So in terms of minimising liability.
Points. Look, thank you for joining us on that this morning. It's a very interesting proposal. That is Fine Gael Senator Evan Ní Chualainn.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.